The Elements of Great Managing, authors Rod Wagner and PhD James K. Harter. Worker commitment is by no means the sole cause of success. Depending on the company's circumstances, it may not even be the most important. Introducing an incredible new product, finding new production methods, managing currency or commodity risks, perfecting an efficient operating model, and many other variables, quite separate from personal strategy, can have dramatic effects on the business's fortunes. But the evidence is clear that the creation and maintenance of high employee engagement as one of the few determinants of profitability largely within a company's control is one of the most crucial imperatives of any successful organization. Ultimately, 12 elements of work life emerged as the core of the unwritten social contract between employer and employee. The first element, knowing what's expected. Knowing what's expected is more than a job description. It's a detailed understanding of how what one person is supposed to do fits in with what everyone else is supposed to do, and how those expectations change when circumstances change. A good team is like a great jazz band, in which each player listens to the other instruments as they play their own. The better they pay attention to the rest of the band and work their way into the music, the better the result. Of the 12 elements, knowing what's expected plays the largest role in generating money-saving strategies at the utility. The second element, materials and equipment. Having the right tools makes a job faster, easier, and more productive. The first thing is safety. We always ask, what are the risks? The equipment should be the best, so the employee can feel that the company backs and protects them up with the equipment they want and need. This serves as a powerful psychological motivator. Of the 12 elements, whether a person has the materials and equipment needed to do their work well is the strongest indicator of job stress. The third element, the opportunity to do what I do best. Matching a person to the right job or a job to the right person is one of the most complicated responsibilities any manager will face. For the manager, the problem begins with a simple question. Who would excel in this assignment? But the more a manager delves into that question, the more it spins off additional puzzles, which leads to dilemmas not only get to the heart of the human nature, but also they stir up a swirl of history, politics, legal constraints and wishful thinking around philosophies that are often deeply held and wrong. The fourth element, recognition and praise. Employees who do not feel adequately recognized are twice as likely to say they will leave their company in the next year. Variation in the fourth element is responsible for 10 to 20% differences in productivity, revenue, and thousands of loyal customers to most large organizations. The fifth element, someone at work cares about me as a person. The question of why people have this need for someone taking a personal interest in them goes to the core of much larger issues about humanity itself. The members should have the same care for one another. This inclination means a large variation in the team's effort depends on the degree to which they felt a real part of the group, cohesiveness, sometimes called social capital. The sixth element, someone at work encourages my development. A small percent of those who have no mentor are able to achieve real engagement with their employer through the strength of the other 11 elements. Two-thirds of employees who report having someone at work who encourages their development are classified engaged, while one-third are not engaged, and less than 1% are actively disengaged. Many highly accomplished people can recall a time early in their careers when such a shot in the arm made all the difference. The seventh element, my opinion seems to count. Susan Jewell spent her first months in diagnostic imaging unit in a hospital, listening to people trying to understand their opinions and gathering facts about the wait time problems. In fact, the working hours of the imaging machines needed to be lengthened, but ultimately nothing was going to improve much due to the conflict between technicians and nurses. Susan convened a meeting attended by heads of nurses in the CT scan area and managers of technicians. She said she wanted them to exemplify the cooperation between the two professions. To coincide with renovations in the CT scan area, the three parties decided they needed to hire a facilitator and organise a retreat in hope of getting the technicians and nurses working together better. There were ice-breaking exercises to help the group begin to feel comfortable interacting. Susan noticed a sense of relief that people had a chance to acknowledge the problems and address them. They made a pact to stop hanging back and work as one team rather than two autonomous groups. They agreed to communicate better. It is like any other relationship. It was a little thing, but it was a huge difference. She had the ability to make people feel like they're important and that they count. It happens gradually, but significantly. The eighth element, a connection with the mission of the company. Mission-driven work groups suffer 30 to 50% fewer accidents and have 15 to 30% lower turnover. Employees who feel connected to the mission of their company are also more likely to report that humour or laughter plays a positive role in their productivity. The ninth element, co-workers committed to doing quality work. Responses to this element are remarkably similar across industries and types of jobs, but they vary from one team to another. There are plenty of work groups in which no one feels their fellow employees are committed to quality. Many companies' performance data match to the ninth element, showing that people who feel part of a solidly committed team are routinely safer, better with customers, less likely to quit, and more productive. The tenth element, a best friend at work. The policy of many companies is not having close relationships at work. Yet, in the battle between company policy and human nature always wins. The evidence suggests people will fulfill their social needs regardless of what is legislated. Other connections between the best friend statement and business outcomes are less intuitive, at least at first blush. People with friends at work are happier at work. The best managers encourage friendships in the workplace by creating the conditions under which such relationships thrive. The 11th element, talking about progress. Supervisors need to consider the type of information that motivates a given employee and realize it may be different from the types that motivate others on the same or the way the manager himself prefers to learn about how he is doing. At the practical level, no feedback system can fit all. Also, the study for a performance appraisal system to be effective, it must be tailored for specific tasks, occupations, and even personalities. The 12th element, opportunities to learn and grow. For many people, it's progress that distinguishes a career from employment that is just a job. Employees who have an opportunity to learn and grow at work are twice as likely as those on the other end of the scale to say they will spend their career with their company. The fullest representations of humanity show people to be curious, vital and self-motivated. When employees feel they are learning and growing, they work harder and more efficiently. An element unto itself. Higher pay doesn't guarantee engagement. A supervisor might assume that the more he pays his team, the happier they will be. But there's a lot of truth to the old saying that money doesn't buy happiness. It doesn't necessarily buy engagement either.